Well, here in the U.S., early voting is underway, and a record number of people are participating in Texas. Another record there, 15.1 million Texans are registered to vote this year, and a good number of them are Latinos who have recently become citizens. But how many will actually cast ballots? Andrew Schneider from Here Now contributor Houston Public Media reports.
The M. O. Campbell Educational Center in North Houston is built to house massive events, concerts, graduations, and once a month it hosts ceremonies like this one, where nearly 3,000 people gather to take the oath of citizenship. Most of the people at this ceremony came from Latin America. Some have lived here for decades, but only applied for citizenship this year. One of the main reasons is because of what can happen after the oath is taken.
Now that you're United States citizens, you are all eligible to vote.
Citizenship applications generally spike during a presidential election year. This year, they're on track to pass 1 million. Most observers credit the increase to Donald Trump, a backlash to his campaign pledges of mass deportations and construction of a wall along the Mexican border. Jonathan Biso came to the U.S. from Peru when he was 16, more than 20 years ago. He just became a citizen in September.
My voice needs to be heard. I want to leave a legacy for my daughter, which is a U.S. citizen born here. She's 8 years old. And things like this cannot go on.
Republican officials have expressed concerns that Trump's remarks about Latinos and immigration could cost the party down the ballot if Latinos come out to vote in force. That's a real possibility in close contests in places like the Houston metro area. Hector De Leon is the head of voter outreach at the Harris County Clerk's Office.
There's going to be about 100,000 more Spanish surname registered voters eligible to vote in the 2016 election than there were in the 2012 presidential election.
Still, not everyone who registers to vote actually casts a ballot. Mark Hugo Lopez is director of Hispanic research at the Pew Research Center.
Latinos have trailed oftentimes blacks and whites in about a 15 percentage point to perhaps more than a 15 percentage point difference. And that was true in 2012. It was also true in 2008, 2004, 1996, 1992. You see the pattern.
Nationwide, Hispanic voter turnout is falling even as the number of Latinos eligible to vote rises. That's largely down to age. About half of all eligible Hispanic voters are millennials. That's compared to about a fifth of all eligible whites. It's a lot tougher to convince young people born in the U.S. to vote than it is to motivate newly naturalized citizens. High schooler Edna Alvero was born in Texas to parents who emigrated from Mexico.
I'm only 17, so I really, really, really wish that I could vote, but I can't. I'm not eligible to. But these kids that are able to do so, they're like, well, I don't want to vote. I just don't have to vote. Why do I have to vote?
This obligation freely.
Houston Public Schools held a campaign to register every student eligible to vote. Carlos Duarte, Texas State Director for Mi Familia Vota, says getting millennials to register in larger numbers is key to building up Latino turnout over the long term. But
there has not been an investment in the Latino community by any political party or other people that actually invest in getting the vote out. Everybody just hopes that this is going to be the year and just magically people are going to turn out to vote. That is not going to be the case.
To the extent the national parties are reaching out to Latinos, they're focusing on battleground states. They won't waste limited resources on a state that's solidly red, and Texas is expected to remain red until more Latinos come out to vote. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.